Just come back this afternoon, Lord, and lift our hands unto you and tell you how much we appreciate you and how much we love you, Father. We don't know a better way how to do it, Lord. But we come, oh God, because we believe in you, Father. We come because we know when we gather like this, you are here, Father. And Lord, we truly appreciate your presence, Father. Oh, may you so move among us, Lord. Move in this place and store our hearts tonight, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. Blessed be his wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. May we bow our hearts this evening. Amen. Just want to ask Brother Boyd to come and pray tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy tonight, saints. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, Lord, how we give you praise, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord Father, that we can come in your presence, Lord, to worship you. Lord, to give you thanks, Lord, to give you our all, Father. Seeing the hour is late, Father, and the clock is ticking, Father. It's surely in the 0 hour, Lord. But Lord, we have lifted up our head, for we know our redemption have drawn nigh, Father. We're not wondering if you're here. We know you're here, Father, because you're saying that day you will know that I and you and me. We give you praise, Father, people who was not a people, Lord, that we can come and worship you with the understanding. We can praise your name, Lord. We can understand who you are and where you are, Father. The place you choose to place your name. Oh, God, give us strength, Lord. Give us, oh, Lord, that flight, that just once more, Lord, knowing that the eyes have gone, Lord, and a new crop growth from the head, Father. Oh, Lord, we want to give you everything, Lord. Let everything that I've bred praise you, oh God. We want to worship your name, Lord. We want to give you thanks, Lord. We don't just want the birds to worship, Lord, or the animal to worship, Father, or the fish in the sea to worship, Lord, and the trees when they're rustling in the trees, Lord, but your sons and daughters of God, Lord. We surely want to worship you tonight. We want to give you all, Lord, Father, oh God. We know our enemy is dead, Father. Oh God, Father, we know that you're among us, oh God. Have your way. Everyone, Lord, who far wide, Lord, throw the cabin, Lord, throw the internet land, Father, in the international land, Father. Oh God, we come to look in. We can look in this rock, Father. This rock, oh God, we need a rock that we may see Jesus and his program, Lord. Take charge of your service tonight, Lord. And those who come with haste, let the angel bring them safely, Father. Oh Lord, that we will have, oh Lord, we will one accord and one mind in one place, Lord. And we know there must come a song as a rushing mighty wind, Lord. And you will flutter in, oh God, in the hearts of your people. Take charge of your song service. Go before, Lord. Oh, we worship you and we give you thanks. And we lift our hands, oh Lord, and we praise your name, Lord. Take charge in your servant, Lord. Strengthen him. Oh God, give an utterance of the Holy Spirit as you always does, Lord. And cast every wrong higher and higher. We thank you. We commit everything to your hands, Lord. Have your way. And everyone say amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we are thankful one more time. Amen. To come back into his house. After enjoying the presence of the Lord on Sunday. And feel our hearts just bubbling and overflowing. Come back Tuesday evening, amen, to give God the praise, amen. We truly welcome you in the house of the Lord tonight, and our precious brothers and sisters through the Caribbean and internationally, we welcome you also to worship the King, amen. Hallelujah. Love him tonight? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The dove flew into my heart. I know that he did, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
The dove flew into my heart. I know that he did.
Hallelujah. He had led me through the storm. Lord, I firmly believe. The Lord has raised me up so high to believe what He has done for me. I'm an eagle to soar above the trouble. The dove flew into my heart. The dove flew into. Oh, we believe what we sing tonight. Hallelujah. He had led. Oh, I firmly believe. The Lord has raised me up so high to believe what He has done. The dove flew into. Oh, I firmly believe. The dove flew into my heart. The dove flew into. I know that He did. I may be sick. But you're in the right place tonight. I know that I'll be healed. Be healing, Jesus. The devil tried to rob me from my inheritance. From my inheritance. And the blessing the Lord has promised. I'm going to walk into my victory. The dove flew into my heart. Hallelujah. He has led me through the storm. Oh, the Lord has raised me up so high. He has done for me. I'm an eagle to soar above the trouble. He has planted with His wings in my arms. Oh, the dove. Confession tonight, amen. We know that he did, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to ask Sister Arlene and the believers to come and sing Only Believe, amen. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah.
The hem of your garment.
Oh,
May we stand. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. A snow white dove flew into my heart, saying, don't worry. All is well. Amen. And he told Daniel that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Assemble ourselves together in your divine presence. Becoming appreciative hearts, dear God. The great things that you have done and is doing for us. Truly, dear God, you said the message came for preparation. The pillar of fire was for vindication, and the token was the consolation. The blessed assurance in our hearts. The seal of the living God. To know that death will have to pass us by. Because we are sealed into Christ. This provided place. Lord, where we are so secure. Where all the promises of God are yea and amen. And as we come tonight, Father, we confess our sins, our shortcomings, our mistakes and failures. Dear God, we pray that your precious blood be applied to each and every one of us. And Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Father, will condescend and just overshadow us, dear God. Your divine love will be shed abroad in every heart by the Holy Spirit. Lord, knowing that these days are memorable days for us, it brings us into remembrance of the great comfort you gave to your prophet, Father. Lord God, many years ago on this day, how down through the years he had suffered so much. But you prove that you are God, Father, who is interested in our needs. You prove, dear God, that you remember your promises. You prove, dear God, that we believe you and hold fast to your words without wavering. Lord, you will not fail to bring them to pass. And that morning, Lord God, in your great faithfulness, you gave that vision, saying, go into the cattle in the mountains. Lord God, you had shown him that enemy that had troubled him all his life, dead on that tree. What a great thing it was for him, Father. First he thought it was just his healing, but then, dear God, you opened up so real to him. It was something so much more. When he prayed that great message in the wings of a snow-white dove, Lord, he began to reveal, Father, that all these things were just symbols and shadows of a greater mystery, Father. Dear God, how you have shared those things with us, Lord. You've opened up our understanding and given us insight many years ago, back in 1986, Lord. Lord God, down through these years has been something special for us. Even as we come on this night, Father, with bowed hearts in your presence, Lord, we just pray that if there be any sick and needy ones among us, here, dear God, knowing that we request has been brought forth, Father, Lord, our little sister in the hospital, Lord. Lord, little Reese Bramble, Lord, this blockage in her chest, Lord, and these pains. Lord, this is what the doctors have diagnosed. Sometimes we know, dear God, that these things are not always sure, Father. They're not always certain as the opinions of men is what the instruments can reveal. And to see this young, frail little girl, dear God, Lord, even thinking of contemplating surgery. But dear God, with a believing mother, Father, Lord God, we know what a mother prays. And not just the mother, but the rest of the family members, oh God, united and believing on her behalf. God, you are God who is faithful and true. And here we have this privilege, Lord, on a night like this, Lord, to stand before you and lift her up, dear God, where she's warded in the hospital, and plead her case before you, dear God, knowing you are the high priest that can be touched with the feeling of her infirmities. And we ask that you, the God who is rich in mercy, Lord, we come down on this scene, Father. Did not your prophet teach us, oh God, we could call Jesus on the scene and watch him go into action, just like the disciples woke you up that night in that boat, dear God, on that stormy sea, and you came quickly to their rescue, Father. Oh God, you are still the same, dear God. You promised present help in the time of need, seasonable help, just what we have need of. And we lift up before you and we pray that you will come walking on the scene in that hospital room, Father, and your divine presence, oh God, as it passed by, the great shadow, oh God, of the Holy Spirit could overshadow her. And like those people, Lord, under that shadow of the Holy Ghost, that Lord reflected through Peter, they got healed, Father. May she be made well. May that snow-white dove, dear God, come down. May her troubles be ended, oh God. May you do something special for her, Father. We ask it, oh God. You who said healing is a children's bread. We plead it before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Since she was here so good on Sunday morning in your presence worshiping you, oh God, may you give her that touch, Father, and bring that deliverance. Isn't it written, in that day shall Michael stand and deliver them name that's from written in the book? This great prince who make this great covenant with us, where the blood speak better things, so let it be done, Father. For the glory of God we pray that she be well and the doctors will have to operate, dear God. Father, may you hold their hands, may you stop them, may you put a boundary to them, that you can do your work, Father, and show your grace and your power for your child. We pray and we ask it, dear God. It'll be done this way in the name of Jesus Christ. May, dear God, on this night, as we have designated these services, Lord, tonight and tomorrow. Lord, you, that anointing, this unction from the Holy One that teaches us all things, would teach us these deep things of God. For how it is written, this only the Spirit of God can search the deep things of God. And that you can bring it out and make it simple. They will be understood by the simple, Father. Oh, may you grant it, Lord. You know we are simple people, Lord. But we look to you, the one who is able to make these things plain, make it relevant and applicable, make it so inspire us, Lord, in this hour, and keep us under expectation, keep us in the channel where all of your will could be fulfilled in our lives. May you grant it, Father, all through this region, all across the face of the earth, where your children are in attendance, believing and expecting to receive whatsoever they have need of. May you grant it, Lord. Anna Camps, Lord, we can pray for losing her passport. Dear God, you are the God who can restore these things. She's believing, remembering the experience of Brother Patricia and Brother Andreas, when they gave here in the convention. God, they left it in the plane and he was able to get it and retrieve it to continue his journey. You are still that same God, Father. You know where that lost passport is in London, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. As she believed, dear God, may your great power go to work and may this passport be returned to her, we pray. For the glory of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, Brother Junior Stevenson, Father, request and pray for severe back problems. Lord, the cartilage in his spine being eroded and causing such great pain when you have to even sit down for long periods. Oh, God, Father, you are the healer of every condition. You are the very creator who can create and restore what has been eroded. You can fix things, dear God. And so we lift up before you, dear God, asking, Lord, you just fix him up, Lord, and make him well, dear God. Give him the faith to believe it, oh God. For he's only believe that we have received what we ask for. When we give our hearts and confess with our mouth, you will make our body obey that confession. Oh God, let him not miss these things. Lord God, may you help us, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we can see you, the covenant-keeping God. You who promises are yea and amen. You, the God of the unfailing promise. Hallelujah. Lord God, you, Lord, who is more so interested in all our situations and told us to cast our cares upon you because you care it for us. Oh God, we don't go in Egypt looking for help, but we bring up our request before the throne of grace. Then we shall obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. May you attend to these things, Father, for the glory of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. For truly you are our sufficiency. We give you praise and thanks. Now direct our paths in service and get honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Gracious Father, he said, if two shall agree as upon touching anything, it shall be done. Give faith, Father. Let your name be glorified through these things. Because we look to you and we trust in you and we cast our cares upon you. May you deliver our sister from this condition that she's been experiencing, that has been a hindrance to her, Father. May she find that channel where she can, her faith can move up into your presence. And you can change her situation and make her well. We bless her for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, We unite our faith with our brother, dear God, our brother Skeet. He's been suffering for a long time. But something moved in his heart and he struggled with the car up here, but he came, Father. He said, he had committed unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He's come to you the healer. He's come to you the deliverer. He's come to you the one who gives the promise. He's come to you, Lord, the one who keeps the promise. Who can make the word manifest in his body. And you can see the results and the change. May you grant it unto him, Father. Give him faith. Faith, dear God, that will hold to your word and confess it. And watch this condition move back. And watch healing come in. And you'll walk out of this situation. And God will get the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, so let it be done. For we ask it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Brother Adrian Joseph from Cedros would like to request prayer for his 5-year-old daughter, Adriana, who has been diagnosed with dengue fever. She's at home. That's a little thing for God. Mosquito is so small to begin with. God casts out devils by his finger, the Bible says. What a great God we serve, friends. One who is not just a God of power, he's a God of love. He's a God who tries us, he's a God who tests us. He's a God who don't want us to have something more than just reading the Bible and saying, yes, God did that in times past. He's a God who wants to give you a testimony that he's your God and you can have confidence in him. And no matter what situation you have, you can find out he's interested in you too. The same way he knew them back then, Bible times, in the day that they live in, he know you today because you are the believer today. Amen. They live in their day and they have gone on. You live in this day. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Believest thou this? Believest thou this with all your heart? Then believe, Lord Jesus. We pray and we ask that you will touch this little girl with dengue fever. Little Adriana, Father. May you make her well. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of the Holy Ghost pass by. How the angel of God goes through the neighborhood, goes through their home, their God, and drop the virtue in the home, the same way that you did it in the water, when the people run in the water and be healed. So you pass through the home, and healing takes place, like them women, oh God, who had ulcers, and Lord God, the angel passed through the neighborhood, and something happened. It was gone from them. You are still that same God. So let it be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask it. Unto all standing, believing, confessing, expecting, may you grant it, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, just as they believe it, just as they ask it, just as they expect it, Lord, may you prove your word by believers as you promised you would do and taught us that you would do through your prophet. Grant it, we ask, for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ, because we confess you keep your promises. It's impossible for you to lie. We confess, Lord God, our heart says amen. There is something done inside of us. Say amen to the God of the amen. Hallelujah. We don't know how. We don't know when. But something, Lord, we see the love of God for this, our soul. And when we hear your word, something inside, in the subconscious, cries out amen. That gene of God says amen. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. All is well. Hallelujah. We are a Shunammite woman. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. On a night like this, when the angel of God say your enemy is dead, my heart says amen. Hallelujah. When he say all that God requires of me, that will I do, my heart says amen. When I hear this man will not rest until he finishes the thing this day, something deep inside of me says, amen. Hallelujah. Have you seen? God bless you. Out of my brothers and my head will come and sing for me. Have you not here? If all you're not here, a couple of the sisters could get in there too. Amen. Give them just what they need by the grace of God. Amen. That song bring back my first love to me. I tell you. Hallelujah. You happy? You love Jesus? There's a time to be happy. Amen. The time to be happy is not the place to be happy is here. And the way to be happy is to make others happy. Amen. And then you'll be right here in heavenly places. Glory be to God. Thank you. Praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. That's what I like about this church. They're spontaneous. They're adaptable. They're flexible. They're supportive of each other. Praise is wonderful and they have no fear. They're going to step out in faith. Between Sunday and today. I tried to study last night. I was until 5 this morning and I couldn't. I was more happy dancing and singing. Over and over and over. And my wife said, what's the matter with you? I said, well, you know, this is how it used to be long ago. You know, I get back my first love. I said, I get back my first love. I come back like a child. I'm so happy. Amen. My heart is really saying amen, amen, amen to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Beyond this flesh that you can see now, beyond all weaknesses of this realm, there is a connection invisible with Jesus Christ. I don't know how, I don't know why, I cannot explain the love of God for my soul down inside of me when I hear. And I say, I don't know how. love of God for my soul down inside of me. When I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, amen. He has said we will be raptured. I can still feel the force of gravity trying to pull me down to this earth and get me stuck in this place. But I stand right up on my two feet. I raise my hands challenging gravity and I say, I don't know how, I don't know. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul, but down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, amen. I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. Down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, amen.
Now, beyond this flesh that you can see now, beyond all weaknesses of this flesh, there is a connection invisible with the other side. Oh, I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. Down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, amen. Oh, I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. Down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says,
inside of me. Amen. Something we can't explain, friends. I remember the first time I heard the voice of that prophet. He was just being to pray on the message looking to the unseen. And so my heart said, amen. That's the voice of God. Oh my. That's what the Lord said. My sheep will know my voice. I never doubted not for one moment. My faith only grows stronger more and more. The things I don't understand, I just believe. I walk in and see God show me more. Amen. Praise His mighty name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us stand to our feet, we. Those are my glasses somewhere. I can't find it. Just get too happy, maybe. Just check on the desk if I leave it inside there for me. Praise God.
There's some know the word. Word lovers, you hear the word, somebody say, that's the word, amen. My heart says amen. Thank you. Praise God, amen. So I have some things to do at the end of this service. I have some hope. We have some couples that desire their marriage to be rededicated, so we'll do it at the end. Let us turn tonight. I would like to read out of Daniel again, part 8 and part 9. Some of the brothers just, I got a couple of brothers communicating with me, and you know, it just seems like some of the things that needed some clarification for them, and you know, just a little inspiration, I guess. And God is so good that very quickly God just crystallized it and made it clear. And one of the brothers just told me, he said, all the years, you know, you read and you just can't seem something a little confusing there to him. And it wasn't two words I spoke, and he saw it like that, boom. And, you know, it just shows that you have a desire in your heart to understand God's word. God is right there to make it clear for you. Amen. You know, it's sometimes the word just needs a little prayerful meditation. Moving out from our mind and letting his mind move in. It makes all the difference. Because it's not just by reading, it's by revelation. And I'm just going to read break right in. So you can pick up where we are on Sunday. I want to call it the two princes and the two covenants. And that's what I kind of end up the service in. So I'll just use that and for a little subject, the seal of God and the mark of the beast, because that's the two covenants right there. And that's the two princes. One bring the seal of God, the other one bring the mark of the beast. And Daniel and Revelation, that's the great thing in this end time. The ones that are going to be deceived will go into the mark of the beast. The elect will be sealed away with the seal of God. So verse 9, we break right in to this, so we don't need too much more background because we have been looking at it. It's speaking about a little horn here. And out of one of them came forth a little horn which waxed exceeding great towards the south and towards the east and towards the pleasant land. That was the little horn that came out from one of the four horns after the he-goat. That notable horn had been broken, which is Alexander the Great. After he died, the kingdom divided in four. But God was showing Daniel that from one of those horns is going to produce in the last days one who would stand up against the prince of princes. And out of one of them came forth a little horn which waxed exceeding great towards the south and towards the east and towards the pleasant land. And the pleasant land is Israel. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven. It's all in symbol. It's a revelation in symbol form. And it cast down some of the hosts and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the hosts, which is Christ. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. This is all symbol. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground. And it practiced and prospered. See, cast down the truth, but yet practiced and prospered. That would practice, it would mean to produce, to manufacture. And in all that manufacturing, which is like producing things, you know, like industry, there's great prosperity coming out of it. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint, which spake, how long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And we want to drop down to verse 23, where he is getting the explanation of this part. The angel had explained to him about the rough he-goat, which was the kings of Media and Persia, and then the ram, rather, with the two horns, and then the rough he-goat, which was Alexander the Great, and then the four kingdoms that's going to come up. And now the angel continues to explain to him, and verse 23 says, and in the latter time of their kingdom. And this is one of the things we want to notice, and you must pay attention to these things in the book of Daniel especially, that these were things for the latter time, for the end time. See, after you talk about Medes and Persia, that was broken, then Greece, that went. But this horn is for the latter time. What is going to do? This one is going to rise up. That's why Paul talk about that man can be revealed until they come up fallen away first. Then he shall sit in the temple and be worshipped as God. That wasn't done through the age. That is for this hour. You see? So you must understand that. And the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, because it will be the devil incarnate in a man. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. So watch this one. This one has been described. He shall destroy wonderfully. He'll be mighty in power, but not by his own power. He shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. All is enumerating a lot of things here that will come with the rising of this person. And he shall also stand up against the prince of princes. This is the interpretation, the explanation, because in the symbol, say, this horn stand up against the prince of the hosts. So in the interpretation now, it's telling you he stand against the prince of the hosts, is the prince of princes, which is Christ. But what's this? This is very notable. But he shall be broken without hand. He's not going to die of old age. He's not going to die by accident. He's not going to die by a bullet from an assassin. He's not going to die with some sickness and some bed or something so. Because in the book of Revelation, he's cast into the lake of fire. Paul says God will destroy this with the brightness of his coming, with the spirit of his mouth. See? So you must pay close attention to prophecy. Because if the prophecy is being given in symbol form, then there is details in the symbol. Just like, and his hair was white as wool, and his eyes like a flame of fire, and his voice like the song of many waters, and in his hand seven stars. Everything have a meaning. And his feet like fine brass, and a little book open in his hand. You understand? Well, the same thing with this. But when it's describing Christ and when it's describing the Antichrist, the symbols, everything, there is significance. Where he's coming from the fourth beast, this horn is going to come forth. And the fourth beast is the last kingdom, the kingdom that will be here when Christ comes. The kingdom that Christ is coming to make war with, so he can establish his kingdom, is the fourth kingdom. And that's the battle Armageddon, where you see it end with he destroying the beasts, the kings of the earth, and their armies. And then he reigned for 1,000 years. You understand? So this, you must pay attention to these details. Otherwise, you know, you'll be trying to understand things. And the things, the basis to get the understanding, you won't be able to catch the understanding if you miss the things that need to open the word to give you the understanding. You understand that? Because the reason the Spirit details these things is because it's important. A head of gold, a chest of silver and arms, thighs of brass, legs of iron, but then the toes is iron and clay.
all of this. Look at God is taking you down step by step. Everything has a meaning. And the reason God put it in that way is to hide it from the wise and the prudent, he says. And it can be revealed to those who God sovereignly choose to give it to. Amen? Because remember, by these things, the whole world is being deceived. But the seventh angel message uncovered the scheme of the enemy. That's the reason he's howling. Because he's doing a work covered up. He drunken the people. He blind them. By the prince of the power of the air, he built a system with rulers of darkness, principality and power, spiritual looking in high places. He bewitched them by sorcery. The world do not know that. They think they're in fashion. They think they're dressing in designer clothes. They think they're having a great time. But they are in a cage. They've been brought to the cage and locked up, souls that are in prison. But you escape because God sent an angel, you name in that book. Those that name in that book shall be delivered from that cage. Take you from the tree of knowledge and bring you to the tree of life. So you can eat and go back to Eden. You see? That's why this is so important, these things here. May the Lord bless you with His word. You have a seat. We just want to continue on. Daniel chapter 9. And this is where some of the brothers will have problems. So we do this in a way it could help those, because we so desire that God make these things plain for us all, and is things we want to understand, is things that could not be understood on through the years, but through the opening of the seven seals. The mystery is finished, and God giving us grace to even understand these things, because these things are speaking about events that are taking place in the earth. See, this is the thing, you know. These things are taking place in the earth. Now, many people write books on Daniel, but it's all theory. In other words, they sit down and they're reading the book. They're not pointing to nothing in the world. They're pointing to the historical things in the world. Yes, there's a man named Alexander the Great. Yes, there's a man, named Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, there's a man named Cyrus. They're looking back in ancient history and talking that. But then there's something happening in the world here today. And the prophecies is speaking about the fourth beast that destroying wonderfully, devouring the whole earth, breaking it up in pieces. Well, when you look at the world is looking like it's being broken up to you. Because it's not like mashing up the world. He's dividing everything. He is restructuring a world. You read in the paper, G8, G20. Well, you know with me, IMF, World Bank, Rome. You're just reading. But then when you start to get revelation, you start to realize, as the prophet tells us, this world here is Satan's Eden. This world is mystery Babylon. We are living in the revived Roman Empire. In ancient Rome, how the people was caged up there, and they had the great slave markets, buying and selling people. Well, they have the thing today. I preach and show so many times, human trafficking. One of the greatest industries in the world. $1 billion industries. Drugs, $1 billion industries. This is the cartel in Colombia that had more money than governments and countries. So powerful. Living like untouchables. Sit down there and ordering hits. Take this one out, take that one out, take it out. Look at Mexico. If you follow the news in Mexico, you see they're passing on people left and right. They're finding big, endless bodies of people, high people, agents from the states, top government people, everything. They have their own army, private army, equipped, training, guerrilla warfare, everything. They have to protect the investment in the industry. They're operating with skill and savvy that the government can't even track that money, hardly. Because some of the people that are tracking, they have them on the payroll. That's the big thing in Trinidad. I don't want to remember this emergency, talking about small fish and big fish. Fry dry and the big sharks. But it's all that they're talking. It's all that they will be talking. And Trinidad is 70 miles by 40 miles. That is a transshipment point. We're the only people who producing the stock and flooding the European market and the North American market. You understand? And drugs is what in the Bible? Pharmakia. Sorcery. It's in the Bible. But they didn't say drugs and cocaine and crack. It's a sorcery. And the word is pharmakia. And she bewitched the nation. She drunken them. This is a great tool for a politician. There are plenty of diversion. When things get hot, you take two small fries and put them in the middle. You throw it up in the paper and show you put a bite on crime and everything else. And you see dead back the people and you keep moving on. It's an organized world. It's organized crime. That's why the Bible is not a loose book. This, anything that is important in the world is in the Bible. Anything that big is in the Bible. But you see, you can't read this book just anyhow. Even Daniel seen things that he wrote there. He was astonished, but he didn't understand. He just shut up the words. Then when we read the words, but we more astonished, but we even see the vision, we read the next man's vision. And the next man's vision, in the time he's living in, and the kind of words he's talking about, he by the river Ulai, and he was here in Shushan, the palace. Well, that seems so irrelevant to you in Trinidad and Tobago. So you'd pass over that. But John was in the spirit of the Lord's day. And when he transported into the Lord's day, he seen the beast. This even all the names have not written in the book. He seen the beast come out of the earth like a leopard, with a body like a leopard, and head like a lion, and foot like a bear, and these things. If John has seen that, he's seen two prophets, Moses and Elijah, raising up. One could shut the heaven, one could turn water into blood. Then if he see that and that pertaining to Daniel people, what Daniel vision was. But Daniel seen the same thing. But it didn't written in Daniel, he was transported to the Lord's day. But what day are we living in right now? Where's the Lord's day? Between his priesthood and his kingship. Where's the picture with the cloud and the supreme judge? The Lord's day. When did Daniel prophecy come to pass? Now! This is where it is taken now, divine revelation. Because reading, we all could read. But the quickening spirit to turn the picture that you could see what in the picture. That is a different thing. That is what we need. See? Because without that, we're reading. And we try now to imagine what we're reading. But it's better thing to imagine because it's happening. Is there a bride on the earth right now? Is a rapture has been unfolding for these past few years since the Lord has heard a shout? That riddle on the earth. Was there a prophet in Malachi for a few years ago on the earth walking, driving, talking, appearing, pillar of fire coming and photograph over him? Was that real? Did he have two sides like Moses a few years ago? A few years ago, was the Jews scattered in all nations and they come back in the homeland yet? And after World War II, they come back in the homeland. Well, all that prophecy come to pass, telling you you're in the last generation. How often you hear some men that come of eternity in the form of a pyramid? And a prophet foretelling by vision and went in the desert, drive 2,000 miles from where he was, received the vision to go and wait for it. When last you hear a man drive 2,000 miles to go and wait for seven angels to pick him up and reveal things in the Bible that light never shine on? If that happened this day, then you have seen the sign that we come to the end of all things. This is the reality. When you miss that, you miss the message. When you miss that, we have message books. We have message pictures. But we ain't get message understanding yet. When this kick in, then something you have to say, amen. You recognize the day. You recognize the message. The presence of God is not recognized. The rapture is a revelation only for the bride. You become exclusive because it come to you. You is part of it. You're walking like Enoch with God. Coming to a rapturing faith. You're coming up 7 steps of perfection. You know you're growing up in Christ. You was a baby, you was a child, but now becoming a man. Amen. Why Christ speak? You know your position. You understand who you are. You're not just sitting in church. You're operating in the calling that God called you unto. You have been dealt a measure. And you're walking and working in that faith. You're in heavenly places because you know your position in Christ. That's right. That's when we say believers, message, church, pride, that's that. Because that's what really happened. See, when that prophet was in the earth, why he could not be accepted or be understood by those people? Them was in another age and he was in a different age. Yet they're on the same platform. Yet they're walking with the same Bible. When he opened his own, he see Moses giving 2 signs to confirm his commission. He see Moses, the angel of the Lord. He see Elijah come to repair the altar and even sacrifice. He see Ahab and Jezebel. He sees Israel history repeat itself. They're not seeing that. They're in the denomination. What is a Baptist? They believe that. What is a Methodist? They believe that. But here is a man in the midst of all that walking in the Word and could preach this day. Is this scripture fulfilled? What is the attraction? Prophecy becoming history. Modern events made clear by prophecy. Well, what kind of man this was? Where was this coming from? He wasn't a fanatic. He was sane as sin can be. This man was sane. This man was humble. Yet this man moved with the power of God. Yet the power of revelation governed this man. And that wasn't for that man alone. That is for every son and daughter of God. He came to unlock the way that others could come to the same maturity that he came into. Amen? When we miss there, we have in church. When we walk in there, we in the end time. And the wise shall understand. And they that know that God shall do great exploits. That's right. When we walk in there. Verse 22, Daniel 9. Gabriel come to him now. And now he's speaking to him here. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give this clear understanding. He said, that's what I come forth for. God has come forth to give you skill and understanding. That's part of God's plan. That's how God is operate. You see, all scripture is given by inspiration. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. And when you see do something a certain way in the Bible, expect him to do that way all the time. But if somebody come and tell you, Gabriel come to you and give you understanding, you can understand how much people are funny. Because you're doing 2011, Gabriel is some wing being or something. Is that what the Bible says? It said the man Gabriel. You know what Gabriel mean? Man sent from God. Man sent from God. A man come to Gideon and say, the mighty man of valor. Who's that man? Go in this day, might have not I send thee. Man come to Moses. You see the back part of a man in the cleft of the rock. Is that right? Say, man, drop down there to Zechariah. You'll be dumb because you'll fail to believe my words. And the priest became dumb. Because the priest wouldn't believe the words of the prophet written in the Bible. And the angel is quoting the word to him and applying it to him. But he's not accustomed to people applying scripture to him while he's alive. He accustomed to read about Moses and read about Abraham and read about this. But the angel, like I'm telling the history of Moses and Abraham, the angel say, you will have a son who will go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. This scripture is about to come to pass and you are part of the fulfillment of this. And he could move into that and he had problems. That is the opening of the New Testament. I pray thee, you understand that? the coming of Elijah the prophet coming to Pharaoh, the first coming, I pray thee, you understand that? I pray thee, you understand the pillar of fire come also in this day when Elijah is born to Pharaoh, the second coming. And you are part of that prophecy because his message has turned the heart of the children back to the faith of the fathers. And you are one of them children. If you're Catholic children, you're going back to the Pope. If you're Methodist children, you're going back to John Wesley denomination or something. The Methodist. Or some Adventism. But even apostolic children, you're going back to the apostolic faith, the faith of the fathers. You can say it's living still. Faith of the fathers living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Amen. Glory. See, Atalia thought she killed everything, but had a seed. And out of that seed was going to, the tribe was going to spring forth again. Hallelujah. She didn't put everything out of existence. The corner wheat fell in the ground and died. But up came a looter. A man came out there, threw the commune on the ground. See, we thought we killed everything. Where it come from? This was the original gospel had started to come back. This was the first stage of that original apostolic message. Justification. Oh my. My heart says amen. My heart says amen. Something down inside of me tell me that's a certain sound. Oh Jesus. I used to wonder as a young boy, how about I'm preaching? How can you preach a message when you're 56 years old? How can you still preach that? This is a young boy, 32 years, coming to message him. I said, oh God, when I was that age, if you ain't come yet, I really want to be able to. I love your words so much, I want to be there. My pastor age, look at me. Oh, I'm flying, man. I'm flying. This is what I'm talking about. I still get stimulation when I read the word. I still get excited about it. And I never lose that 38 years in the camel. It gets strong inside of me. That's right. What is this? Young people, look at it. This is real. This is for you all. All my preparation all these years to preach to you all. You know that? Because when I'm going to fight my wars, is you all are depending on? When you're going to take the promises of God, is you all? When you have create an atmosphere, it is you all? I don't see you all as little children on the bench. I see you all like Caleb and them, watch Othniel, watch Aksa, watch them there in the camp by the grace of God. Hallelujah! When I see you all, I see you, you know, these are faith children. Come by a new birth, amen. No denominational seed. They never know that. They come virgin born by the word of God for their day. But we just see what kind of Anglican song in the prayer book. Yeah, you know, and couldn't relate to. We didn't know what it was. But they have no teaching side there. You all sing about the seventh seal. You all think about new heaven. You all think about singing about yourself in the word. And, you know, we are a witness of his majesty. We have seen the. Sing the Lord. Oh, you all, you hear you all be singing? My. On the other side of a body there, Spirit of God move. You all sing to where people never sing. And it's really coming at you all. These things are writing the message. Coming the message, we still singing melodies of praise and all the old songs. It's when you all start to raise up, God starts to produce something from them little trees that was planted by the spoken word. Hallelujah! These spoken word children growing up to bring a new praise of God in the house of God. Glory! That's why don't underestimate these things. This is great. This is powerful. Okay, and he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I have no comfort to give you skill and understanding. Give it to us, Lord. We need skill. We need understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, what was he praying for? He was praying because he saw 70 years. He saw 70 years was about completely fulfilled. And what is the answer to that? God says 70 years have been fulfilled here in Babylon, but you have 70 times 7 years still. And that's all you have. With the praying concerning the 70 years of captivity being completed, Gabriel comes and says, 70 weeks are determined. Now, we who grew up under the Roman calendar, immediately 70 weeks is 7 days a week. But prophetic language in the Bible, which I'll show that maybe in the next service, go back to Genesis and show how this one worked for his wife, how in the days of Noah, there was there 5 months, in the ark, 150 days. Because 50, 30 by 5 is 150. Prophetic. This was in Noah who come from Adam. Because Noah is traced all the way to Adam. And Abraham from Abraham, Abraham is traced all the way to Shem, back to Noah, back to Adam. In this family was the family secrets. Because the stars were signs and the seasons. That's why we tell Abraham this time next year. Abraham could check that time. When it's according to the time of life, I'll return. He could check that time. You understand? Because they knew God's purpose under heaven was according to time and season. That's why Solomon writes, every purpose under heaven is a time and a season. Because nature is designed like that. But today when we say time and season, which time we tell him? London time? Trinidad time? Roman calendar time? Julian astronomy calendar time? Or prophetic time? What we come to find now, we live under Roman calendar. The Jews don't count time by that. The Jews have their own calendar. You understand?
Yes.
Now, some of these things, this is where a lot of confusion has come. Go and watch this calendar. February have 28 days. 29 every leap year. Some months have 30 days. And then some months have 31 days. Most months have 31 days. Teachers are from smaller school. They drill at me. 30 days of September, April, June, November. All the rest have 31. They want us to stay under their calendar. Where you come to the message now and God say, that is out of alignment with God. God is working by that. God bringing us to Bible. Because the calendar before the flood is the same calendar after the flood. Even though the earth shifts. Because before the flood, Noah and them checking 30 days a month. In the book of Revelation is 1,203 square days. 42 months times and times and a half a time. It comes straight back to the same amount of time again. Why? Because God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament is the same. This is why it is so important that when we come to understand the word of God, that's why people always try to work out dates and always get themselves messed up. And it don't come to pass. Like some people say, the world going to end here. Like some man was this year. And then the whole thing come to pass at all. Then somebody said, well, this comet LNN is coming here. Boom, the thing explodes. Fragment of God. He make a show self. See, these are when people jumping for all kinds of things. You don't go into the kingdom soon. You're coming through water, blood, and spirit. But people want to leave that to go to dates. That's why you find all these people have never talked experience in the word. That's why, what's the teaching, you know? What's the continuity? Root in the field, root at the floor. You understand? Root in the house. Boaz in the field, Boaz in the floor, Boaz in the gate. Reaping, threshing, gathering. Season. Continuity. After the going of Eliezer, Rebecca is in the tent.
She not on no camel riding going. No, she in the tent. After the chief reaper introduced her, she there receiving now, not no young boy throwing a little handful of meal for she, handful of corn. No, Boaz himself, the married husband, the one she going to marry to, he filling the scarf. You understand? Continuity. That's how watch the word. So when you don't want, when you bypass these kind of details, then you relate in a kind of church, in a kind of church atmosphere. But remember, this become the plan. This become the end time plan. Rebecca got married at evening time. Ruth get married harvest time. Esther get married between the 6 and 7 trumpet, which is harvest time and evening time. Hold these things precious in your heart. This can take you home one of these days. Because this is coming from Him. The same makeup, this is the scripture. Put them together and bring the light out so you can walk in light. Because the light has come to show us where we are going. In bridal step along the way, we are trying to reveal the word has showed us our placing, our super race we are in the promises of God. You walk in step. Skill and understanding discourse that. When you get skill and understanding, you understand the word a certain way. You approach the word a certain way. You relate to the word a certain way. Without skill and understanding, it's just your father religion, mother religion, message religion. But skill and understanding is bringing you into a close, intimate walk and relationship with Jesus Christ. That when you're talking to Him, you're talking to Him through the word opening. And what, how He, because that word is His language. He presented Himself as Boaz to you in a certain season. The first time He being presented to you is with the messenger on the earth. Second time He being presented to you, after the messenger go, you're meeting Him now after you get a revelation. That bringing there something more intimate than just getting a little bread dip in the gravy and giving them hand some patch on your hand. No. You're talking about marry me and I go bring forth a son to honor the name of the one who lost. You understand? Skill and understanding. That's what Gable told Daniel. Daniel, you get vision and revelation in Daniel 2. You get vision in Daniel 7. You get vision in Daniel 8. But you need skill and understanding. Remember after all them visions, John Bowden can worship the angel? He said, stand to your feet, man, a man like you. But Abraham, open church ages, open seals, open all these things in the tabernacle. What do you do? They want to bow down and worship Him. He said, young. He said, you're making me antichrist when you're doing me that. How much man does want that praise? How much men bite the dust because people try to make them what they was not. But He knows that was the antichrist spirit in them people pushing Him away from the word, trying to move Him away from the word. And He knows His victory to help them is to stay with the word. To know His place. Because John the Baptist, the first forerunner, say, I am not the bridegroom. He who have the bride is the bridegroom. I am a friend of the bridegroom. You catch that? John, they tried to make John, I know the Christ. He said, no, I know Christ. No, please. I know that Elijah. No. He said, you want to know Him? The one who have the bride is the bridegroom. He said, your friend. I like Eliezer. I just pulled them out to introduce them to Him. May God give all of us skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision.
Notice what the angel is talking about. The angel is talking words pertaining to what he is being shown, what he's a recipient of. The angel come and say, "I'm a mighty angel, so go and tell everybody now you see an angel. Let me touch you on your shirt and brand your shirt. You will hold his shirt and go and show people his shirt. You will frame it and invite them to come and see the shirt and tell them a mighty angel appeared to you." No, the angel come for that. He said, "You've been getting some transmissions from God, but you understand them. But I said to open it up to you." In other words, let me put it this way too. In a little local form. I'm your local angel, the angel of the church. The big angel is the angel of the age. He bring the whole book of Revelation to you. But we understand that. But I come to give you still understanding to understand what he says. All the things you receive. I come to help you consider the matter and understand the things that he talked about. I'm just a man from God. But God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily was manifest in that man to reveal the Son of Man. I just have a little gift here to help you consider the matter and understand the vision. To kind of develop your skill and your understanding to a level that you can walk in victory. And don't go on calling me Gabriel neither. Seventy weeks are determined upon thy people. 7 weeks are determined upon thy people. Now, all, catch this. Oh, this is beautiful. All what he is seeing is connected to 70 weeks. But he has not yet been told before. Or because he's seeing the saints being persecuted. He's seeing the saints being killed. He's seeing the saints going to come back and get the kingdom after. He's seeing one going to rise, going to magnify himself. He's seeing this kingdom going to break up into four. And then out of one of those four, this one going to rise in the latter time. But all of that now is locked in 70 years. But these 70, what you're going to find out, these 70 years don't run consecutive. It's got a big gap. When Messiah cut off and the Jews is scattered in the world, 2,000 years, God deluded the Gentiles. You get that? The first feast, Messiah cut off. Christ, our unleavened bread. Paul said. Christ, our Passover. Christ, our first fruits. In the book of Corinthians. That was Christ, death and resurrection. Then the feast of Pentecost in 7 church ages. But then after that feast, when that feast will run out, it's 7 trumpets. That does gather back the people who scatter. That does gather back the scattered people, and they have to appear before God again. Well, for 2,000 years, God, by his sovereign working and his appointed time, Hosea had prophesied. He had torn, he had afflicted, he had smitten. Hosea 6, 1 to 3. He said, "But he will gather you again. He will heal you, and you will revive, and the third day you will receive your sight. And he himself will come to you as the rain, as the former rain and the latter rain." We went through that many times. He will come to you as the rain. So there now, when they gather back now, Jesus said, Jerusalem will be trodden down until the time of the Gentiles. He said, when Titus come here, he said, they're going to scatter these people into all nations. But then Jesus ain't leave it yet, because Jesus know he's Messiah, and he's going to be cut off. He said, "Unto this end was I born, for this cause came I into the world." They tried to make him king. And he says, no, I don't know king. They're looking for the kingdom right here too. He said, no, pray thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Because he see the kingdom is to come in the days of the 10 toes, Daniel say. And in the days of those 10 toes, the God of heaven will set up his kingdom. And when he die, it didn't grow out to that place yet. That 10 toes ain't coming until this day. When the Jews come back in the old land. Now I'm going to come to something here after I read the scripture. So let me finish with it. Because I want you to see how that from Revelation 4 to 19. I should say from Revelation 3, 14 to 19. None of them scriptures could be fulfilled with Israel in the world. All because the first chapter of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2 and 3 is seven church ages, the Feast of Pentecost. Then, Feast of Trumpets was to follow. But at the end of the church age, when the church is in the last age, it's time for the Jews to come back. Because the type is what? At the end of the seventh decade, they've been restored back to the land to rebuild the temple. And during them 7 decades, while they're in blindness, under great indignation from God for the sins, chastisement from God. The severity of God, Paul called it. He said, but the goodness of God will graft them in again. And Jesus said, they're coming back. And Paul says, Israel blindness in part. And Jesus said, when you see the fig tree put on his body, it's even at the door. That generation will not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. Through Israel, God is showing that the scriptures that we have here and the world that we see in there is not some big tangled bunch of confusion. Through Israel, God is showing how all them nations is relating to end time prophecy. And from the time Israel come back in that homeland, she become the cornerstone of world politics. How will the nations be judged? Coming against Israel. Burdening themselves with Jerusalem. Well, while Israel is out in the world, nobody ain't burdening themselves with it. It changing hands from Muslim to crusaders. Muslim crusaders fighting back and forth for over 2,000 years, taking control of the city. And God keeping it like that. It's working for this last time. Because when the 10 toes is identified, it's time for the little horn to be here. Because the little horn comes up after the 10 horns. The little horn comes up in the fourth beast. The little horn comes up after the 10 toes. Who is the 10 kings? The same 10 horns. Then we better have somebody on the earth which God gave us a prophet who started to preach Satan Eden. And somebody who trace him from in heaven. Bring him down in the Garden of Eden. Open serpent seed. How he opened a door to come in the human race. Because he couldn't create. So he planted a seed of the serpent to bring forth a race of people. That God allowed him to do. But God keep his own separate from them. Because God own could receive the word. God own in the election. God even let the two come in the same womb. Like Rebecca bring forth Esau and Jacob. Like Abraham had two in the house. We come to the twins in the message. Twins in the bride, but all this recently. Yet God is showing how specific each one of them children is. Your name in the book, God know you before the foundation of the world. A whole age of people there. Yet God come to Jeremiah, one man say, I know you before you was forming your mother womb. Oh my. The whole millions of people in Israel. He have a little 11 at the side. He had 12. He said, one is a devil. He said, but all you, the rest, I see all you judging the tribes of Israel in the regeneration. He said, all was given to me before the foundation of the world. None of it will be lost. He said, God, pray for all you. In the end time, when he comes to a prophet, he's not a prophet. That is human flesh. In Gentiles, he was to come as in human flesh. So when he come in human flesh to us, according to the promise, Luke 17, 30, Genesis 18, God in a man like a prophet. Abraham called him Lord. He's going to tell us, John, see John. He's going to teach us how to see your name in the book. He did not teach us how you're in the election. He did not tell if it's possible. He said, even the elect will be deceived, but the elect can't be deceived. He said, because I am going to open the mystery and cover the enemy's scheme to you. Amen. That you will not take the mark of the beast, you're going straight to the seal of God. You are dead to receive the Holy Ghost. If you just keep walking in obedience, is he telling Abraham, get out of thy country and follow me? Abraham coming across the Euphrates River, he said, I'll go to water baptism, and I'll go to justification. I justify by faith. You went out not knowing where you're going. Then he came, kill the three-year-old heifer, three-year-old ram, two turtle dove. Sanctification. Abraham praying for sanctification. He just keep following me. Same one who lead Israel. Take him out to Egypt. He passed them through the Red Sea. Water baptism. Where take him to the Lord? Other carry to the desert. Hang on. I bring you to the Holy Ghost. Canaan. Just hang on. Don't get deterred. Don't talk about your onion and garlic and your back flesh. You want more flesh. And you wish you're back in the... Don't talk that. Keep following the pillar of fire. He bring them right up. When they reach a certain junction, young men to go over and bring the evidence of the land. So you see, it's there. You haven't followed only five fables. Here's the word of prophecy made more sure. Taste the word of God and find that he is gracious. Then even though the prophet went on the scene, young men who followed the prophet close to bring them through the Jordan and bring them in the land. And bring them straight to circumcision. Make sharp knife and circumcise them. He's the author and he's the finisher. Even I wonder if I'll get. I don't. No. He take Luther. Luther come. Preach justification. He said, Wesley, go. Sanctification is the message. Pentecostal, go preach the birth. He tell the prophet, come and tie all three together and bring it to adoption. This is what it is. Why? The church just walk into it. Because he knows where he's leading you. He knows how he's leading you. He's passing you places to uncover you to you. Just like Peter and them under their sanctification. I will never deny you. Who? You hear pride, man full of pride, man with confidence in the flesh. He say, okay, we are at a certain part of your wilderness here where some trials going to come and show you what you really is and where you really at. He said, before the cock crow, you will deny me three times. God was getting all that out of them. Under sanctification, he said, they would have spoken to you, have made you clean. That ambition, who will be in charge after? All kind of nonsense. He bring out a child, come like one of these. So he's leading us step by step. Consider the matter. Understand? 70 weeks. No, I want to explain this because this is where some of the brothers are getting some trouble here. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. This is important. This is most important. This is what you Seventh-day Adventists look over. They see the 70 weeks, but they didn't see thy people, thy holy city. The Jews and Jerusalem. Because that's what Daniel's prayer was about. You see, God has been continuity. But watch man. They just run ahead of God quick. From the time they see only 70 weeks and they see thy holy city, they apply to both Jew and Gentile. Before you know it, they had 70 weeks on run out and the time for Jesus to come. So all of them get ready to climb this mountain to go into rapture. Paul, little wings and things, they're going to fly. Nothing happened. When they realize all that revelation was wrong, they have to go now and they change the name to Voice of Prophecy from the Millerites. When that didn't work neither, they changed to Seventh-day Adventist. It's a tree name for the same cult. Now they're half naked. Spots all them girls, you see the kind of nakedness. You never said that in a Seventh-day Adventist church, like you said 5-10 years ago. But the kind of devils loosens the pit open. That young generation, you better have a living word for them. If you have a living word for them, nothing is happening. Amen? You afraid? I don't want any time. I'm looking for you. I finished with Cleveland Close. You know, there are packed we have here. There are packed we have here. Because you hear a lot of ready to put you into consideration. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, number one, and conjunction, to make an end of sins, number two. Wouldn't it be nice if you finish your transgression? If you finish your transgression, you hear to say, justified. Sin is the basis for your condemnation. That's why you put your sin in the sea of forgetfulness, under the blood. He put your stains in the Clorox, and the Clorox break it up and you can't find it. To make an end of sins. No more unbelief in your life. No more doubting and fear. Jesus can do that for you. He's sure doing it for them, and that's what he's doing for us here too. But how is that being done? What the two princes and the two covenants, Messiah Prince Covenant and New Covenant, through his blood, he became sin that you could become the righteous of God. He brings you justification, sanctification, and new birth, sealing you into Christ where the devil can't get you. To get you, he had to be justified, sanctified, and get the Holy Ghost too. And that he ordained to that. Because he's not in the election. But every elect is ordained to come through them three stages. Because remember the message going to heaven. Science take man in the first two heaven. But to go into the third heaven, you have to come through water, blood, and spirit to go into the third heaven. So if you go into the rapture, it's only those who have the Holy Ghost. Only those who change in the soul will be changing the body. And only those who change in the body could change dimensions. Because the reason this body ain't change is because you're trapped here. And the reason you're on your own understanding and walking a world of darkness and being led by politics, by religion, seducing spirits, civilization, and science, you're being governed and influenced by that, is because no scriptural light is shine on your past. And you're coming to the world of amnesia. You have no memory of what you was. Your birth bring you with a loss of memory. But when the Holy Ghost comes to you, you hear from your theophany. You say, you've heard from your theophany. You heard from the eternal part of you that could tell you where you was. You can answer the question he asked Job, where were you when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy? See? When Lucifer tail pulled along the stars, he came in to pull along more here. Pull all of them down into the ecumenical move and bring them back into Rome. But have some people can't pull down there at all. I will keep you in the hour of temptation. He said, many will go in and join. They will say, it's better to serve God publicly and openly in the system than not to serve him at all. But we know serving God is not eating food and wearing clothes. And you know, no, we know serving God is more than that. You serve him in the spirit. We worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Whether we have bag on and no shoes on and we have the Holy Ghost, we can really serve God and worship God. That's right. Whether we are the cassava leaf and beetle. Because I got no squeeze. I got in a convention, big meal. In Mabushu Mai in the Congo. So, I ain't dead. I look sick. You see, Western thinking. You ain't know the kind of nourishment that have. I preach in 5-6 hours and the people don't want to stop. And they can't ask where you get that strength. I say, where you get the strength from? Oh, give me beetle and cassava. J. Johnny Lucas and Wild Honey. Some people turn up the nose against that. But that was his food in due season. That was his diet. God lead him to that diet. He got a ham, lamb, and jam like Caiaphas. But he gave a ham, lamb, and jam. See? The thing was, he was seeing himself in the Word. Caiaphas was steeped in dead tradition. So you make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity. Let me just come for me because we finish. We finish because of time. We finish because of what I have to say. And to bring in everlasting righteousness. To make reconciliation for iniquity. Isn't that what he did for us? The iniquity of us all was laid upon him. And he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for iniquities. But they don't have it because they're blind. They're trying to find it in a goat. And they're trying to find it in two turtle doves. And they're trying to find it in a red heifer. In an animal. But man's a higher life than animal. The animal blood was only a substitute. Speaking that the real blood was going to come by a new creation. That's why Jesus could be born by sex. He was the created Son of God. That's why Joseph wasn't the father. Because God created both sperm and egg and used Mary's womb as the incubator. A body has now prepared me. The Emmanuel was the new creation. It wasn't Jewish blood or Gentile blood. It was a new creative blood of God. And the life in that blood was Zoe, God's own life. The literal life of God. That was the only thing. We couldn't be redeemed. Catch this. We couldn't be redeemed by corruptible blood, things like gold or silver, or animal blood, or creed and dogma. This other prince who come in to make a covenant with them and ask them to worship him. He didn't have Hail Mary and burn candle and shake up incense and make them pay for indulgences and dig them out of the grave and call them saint. But that's what Jezebel bring to the children of Israel. But that 7,000 who know Jehovah God. We ain't bowing down, we need that. Jehovah God is your God. So when they see a man, Elijah was preaching, he thought the message again home. And he looked around and see like nobody in the country almost wanted to believe him. Everybody started to disfellowship him. Then one day God said, come here, Elijah. And God pulled his seal back and showed him 7,000. God showed my brat coming from along the world marching onward Christian soldiers, dressed in the national dress, some from Trinidad, some from Grenada, some from Guyana, some from St. Kitts, come marching there. Some from Barbados come in. Some from St. Lucia come in. Hallelujah! Glory! Going up in God with a rushing faith. To bring in everlasting righteousness. When the new birth come, and the old nature that did this sinning is dead, the old husband Mahlon is dead, and you're married to Boaz. What he is, you are. What he is, you are. You are life of his life, spirit of his spirit, word of his word, faith of his faith, virtue of his virtue. He's the beginning of the new creation. You're the continuation of the same creation. Your righteousness not done. Your righteousness become because the soul that sinneth shall die, but the soul that believeth shall live. And the soul you have is part of the word. That's why you don't know how, you don't know why, but something inside of you, before you even think of the mind, your heart will say amen. Your heart will say amen. Hallelujah! Isn't that the mind talking that? Isn't that Lorna and Calaisan talking that? Is the Holy Ghost in that? Amen. Yes. Glory. Something happening. The seal of vision prophecy. That's what they are anointing. ugly and tan. He said, but then the woods I shut up will be open. And when it opened, he said, seal not up the things no more, John. Revelation 22, then he said, seal it up now. Why? Because a mighty angel coming with open. A lamb had stepped forth, the one who was wounded for transgression, Messiah Prince, the one who make the covenant, the new covenant here. He stepped forth to the book now to claim those he purchased. But watch the world. They're going right here. Why Baptist not in the message? They went after the next prince. They want to keep the nomination. They don't want to lose the money. They want to unite with the Catholics. But what they get in? The mark of the beast. What did the 144,000 overcome? Revelation 15. And they sing the victory song of Moses. And they overcome the beast. And the image. And the number. And the name, the Bible says. It says, and these was not defiled with woman. The whore and her daughters. They wasn't defiled with these women. But the rest of the nation get defiled with them. 7,000 didn't bow the knees to Jezebel, but the rest of the nation was dealing with Jezebel. God sent Jehu for them. Jehu cleaned them out. When Jesus come, he tells Sadducees and Pharisees, you are of your father the devil. He said, if you of Abraham, you would believe my word. And when he asked that little group, whom do men say the Son of Man is? They said, God the Christ, the Son of the living God. And they get what? The seal of God. They understood the blood. Messiah Prince, when he was cut off but not for himself, he said, oh fool and slow of heart, ought not Christ to have suffered and died and rise the third day? Didn't you hear about the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow? Didn't he tell him, go and tarry? You shall be enduring power from on high and you shall be a witness of me. But the rest of the nation, they wasn't coming and said, we have no king but Caesar. They went in with the Roman power. I hope you understand. What happened in the days of Nimrod in Genesis? The whole world bowed to Nimrod. But Shem and a little group there said no. He even killed Nimrod. Cut him up in pieces and put his body all over the country. So that people are going to know, fear this no more. And out of dear Abraham, come out by faith. Leaving Babylon. And walk from justification, sanctification, to a new birth when God comes as El Shaddai and breathe the H in and make him Abraham. And then he come into a new body after he saw God in a man like a prophet who could turn his back and discern the heart. And then God burned the Gentile world with fire. Well, that is in the beginning of the Bible, that is in the middle of the Bible, and now in the end of the Bible, they're coming again. But before that, the prince that shall come, Messiah Prince, Michael the great prince with the open book, to deliver the names that is in the Lamb book. When the lamb was slain, why was the lamb slain? To ratify a covenant. How was a covenant made? By a slain lamb, by blood. What was that? That was God's grace. And under that covenant, Jehovah Jireh does create. Under this covenant here, he said, you don't worry. He'll multiply the bread and fish when you can buy and sell. He lead Peter and them, go and throw your hook. And the first fish you're pulling, open them out. Not the second and third, the first one. He said, now go and pay your tax. He know which fish could bring up which coin to pay the tax. He multiplied the bread and fish with them and showing them in that other economy might have recession. They might put pressure on you. He lift up those who was weak and trapped in prostitution, trying to make money by selling themselves for sex, to give man pleasure, to get bread on the table.
And when he came, he washed Mary well clean from that. He washed Mary Magdalene clean from that. And raised them up to become ladies. That they could carry themselves with dignity when the Roman power was squeezing everybody. In this hour here, this other one is going to give them peace. It's going to give them security. That's what they're holding about now. They give up their rights to get peace and security. But when they say peace and security, peace and safety, is sudden destruction. Because what coming, the only thing to give peace and the only thing to give security from that is the blood. What was coming in Egypt could kill anything and everything, but it couldn't cross where the blood was slain. I saw home the other watching the service. I said, but this is something. You can never stop seeing things around here. You see more and more things. When you building the church, I said, I want a door there with a little cross. And you put the red glass. I said, but the blood on the door. In the form of a cross, he provided a place of worship. I said, that with a voice, he cried a loud voice. Christ in the cross, the meal and the two sticks. It's a mystery. I said, but look at God. Something that they all hears. God can tell you, watch that again. What are you seeing there? You see a weasel and a cactus. What are you seeing there? He said, that thing was 6 inches long. He said, 6,000 years a man suffering. But look where he died on a mountain, on a tree. He said, what happened on a tree? That where Christ was killed, in a mountain outside of Jerusalem. Even the geography he called Tucson, Jerusalem. On a night like this, he was made whole. Because it spoke of Calvary. What took place on Calvary? Because the next day, he said, "Now go to the next right now." And he saw the dove. And that dove spoke of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost. Because the cross make a way for the Spirit to come. I'm running too late. But just let me read it quick. I want to explain what the brothers was going to mix it with. Maybe help. I'll finish with that right there. That's the next verse. And to anoint the most holy. That's the six things. No, therefore, understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. You find it in the book of Nehemiah where it is given the commandment to build. You find it also in the Daniel 70 weeks book. We don't have time to read it tonight. I'll just refer it to you. Unto Messiah the Prince. This is a starting point. And an ending point for 69 weeks. From the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem, when that commandment is going to be given, unto the Messiah Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That is 69 weeks. And he tell you what will happen. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troubled times. In the building up of Jerusalem, building up the street, building up the walls, Nehemiah, them restoring the city. It'll be done in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. Will they get confused right here when they read this? Because they said the thought was like, how come it's saying after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off? Well, it's not confusing. It's where I told the brother, it says, is where your starting point for the 62 weeks. I said, fine, you gotta find your starting point, because the first 7 weeks is when the commandment to rebuild the temple. I said, you could prove that because the history is made. That's history in the time of Nehemiah and them. So you can go back in the history, go back in the Bible,
and see how long it take to build that. That history's made. So, after 3 score and 2 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off? I said, well, now you have to find your starting point for that. I said, where's your starting point? It can't be. And he says, well, from the going forth to build the temple. I said, no, it says 7 weeks. From the going forth to the temple, it's 7 weeks. Well, your 62 weeks got to start when Jerusalem was rebuilt to Messiah. Because 7 weeks from the going forth to the commandment to this. It's not complicated. Boomy, his eyes open to see it. I hope you could see it yourself. If you have a question on any of these things, you just write it up for me. I don't claim to answer all, but God could help. I believe he's open on these things. Because you have to, when you finish anyhow, you have to get 70 weeks. You can't get 77. Because 70 is determined. And the word your weeks mean a series of group of sevens. You see, Jewish language is a different language. When you're under a Roman system and you have weeks, well, weeks is 7 days for you. That's why Laban said, work a week for she and you get she. And the Bible says you work 7 years. You see, anything the Bible says, the Bible is furnished the answer to it. That's the kind of, because the Bible is not man book, it's God book. And the people of the prince that shall come. And notice the whole thing from chapter 7, 8, even 9, and on to 10 to 12 is speaking about this one that's going to rise. So he's telling the people of the prince that shall come. Now watch. If you have a little discernment, you could see how inspired Gabriel, because this comes from the mouth of the angel to the prophet. At the time of the evening sacrifice. At the end of the seventh decade in the hour of restoration. You think that angel that comes to the prophet in this day could say something different? Wrong? He said whenever he speaks, all the Bible is always perfect. Now watch what happened here. And the people of the prince shall come and destroy. It says the people of the prince that shall come. The people of the prince that shall come. Then if this prince is in the last days, and we don't have pagan Rome no more. And pagan Rome was destroyed as a power back there in the Pergamos age. When the Turks captured Constantinople. When Constantine went for there and united church and state in the Nicene Council. And the beast that was wounded got revived. And the prophet says, because the book of Daniel tell you that fourth empire will go all the way until the two without hands come. But when we stand today, we see in Jesus' time was pagan Rome, but where pagan Rome is, they do exist. Where's the Roman legions and the Roman army and all the other things going? It don't exist. What exists? Papal Rome. That same power. This prince. His people was quite back there. His people was Titus and the people. Because the fourth kingdom, the prophet said, never went out of existence. It only changed the outward texture. He said she conquered more as papal Rome than she did as pagan Rome. Which we're going to get into those things. And the end shall destroy the city in the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and to the end of the war, desolations are determined. So, these two covenants, these two princes are here. Michael is here, and Lucifer is here. Them are the two princes. The light and the darkness. Prince of life and prince of death. Prince of light and prince of darkness. Messiah prince and the little horn prince. Both have a covenant. What kind of covenant he making? Money. That's the power he has, financial power. He has the wealth of the world. But he's making a covenant he's going to break. He's not making a covenant he's going to keep. He works in deceit. But Christ, he come and he lived on his life for each and every one of us. While we were yet sinners, he died for all of us. Then he just come now through the gospel and begin to show you, look what he did for you. And he's offered to you. When he came, the Jews rejected it. They said, where would you crucify him? Let his blood be on us and our children. We don't believe him. We have no king but Caesar. After 2,000 years, he coming back to them. They get 144,000. Who will weep and cry? Where did you get them wombs? He said, nothing I get. It's your father and them. Give me this. And that same one power that the rest of all you're born in, that is the same one power that killed me back there. Because it was pagan room back there, but it's papal room. It crucified me a second time here. And that's why I bring them to trial in this age. You understand that? We're going to delve deep here with something, but you can see it. Who is Lucifer bride? The World Council of Churches. Who is Jesus bride? The elected, call out, anointed church in the last days. Both of them in covenant with our people. Who is in the word of God? The seven sealed mysteries. He said, not the undenominational bride, a virgin bride. Who received the serpent seed, creed and dogma? Them. He will cast down the daily sacrifice. He don't like religion with blood. Cain didn't like that at all. They call it a man-made religion. But Abel had a mystery of a slain lamb. He wanted to cast away that to exalt himself and get worship for himself. But we believe in a religion with blood. The voice of the blood that speaks better things. The blood of Jesus Christ. That when you walk in the light, the blood cleanses from all sin. The life in that blood comes back upon you, the Holy Ghost, to give you a new birth. It has no Holy Ghost if it has no blood. Because that is the life in the blood. What they do, they put your name on a church book. You belong to the church. But he put your name in the Lamb Book of Life. You find your name in the mystery there. Praise his wonderful name. Let's stand up. Could you get these couples for me quickly? Or should I leave that for tomorrow? I can, don't have to rush you. Where are the three couples at? I see they're all dressed for the occasion tonight, so I don't want to disappoint them. Come quickly, because we have people here worried about the curfew. But Kevin and Sebastian Goodrich, I bless you. We have two more. Praise his wonderful name. These saints had civil marriages, never really had a church marriage, but in the assembly, and they so desired that they could ask a blessing upon the union of believers. It gives settled peace in your heart when you know that Brother Daniel and Naomi Derry, God bless you, my sister, my brother, and Brother Larry and Sarah Abraham. Precious saints, you know, come and turn this way. I guess the people get a chance to see you. And praise his wonderful name. And Brother Melvin will come together with us, me and Brother Melville here, by God's grace. It's certainly an honorable thing tonight. I always say, you know, this has value. I'm sure where each one of you stand tonight, you regret maybe that it wasn't done the right way years ago, that you were not in that frame of mind. And it's good when you can look back and see that maybe you didn't come into things in the right way, but that never disqualify you, because God came to you and God revealed himself and his word to you. And as you grow in grace and you stand in this place today, in your heart you desire to know that there is a place in your walk and experience, a junction where you can say, we fixed that night. We fixed that night. And we as the church here, and the ministers, we recognize this tonight. That you are here with this motive and this objective, that this has been fixed. And in knowing you all, since you come to the assembly, take up your place, walking in the faith, we look at you and know you are believers. You walk in the light. You believe the word. And I trust that after tonight, there will be nothing to haunt you, nothing to torment you. Memory is one of the things the enemy comes and work with and uses very strongly to bring condemnation, to bring fear, to bring uncertainty. But let everything be the truth, and let it be established in the mouth of two and three witnesses. There's three of his servants here, and three of you, three couples here. You know, in Mount Transfiguration, it had Peter, James, and John like three earthly witnesses. And then Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, three heavenly witnesses. And something was going on there. And God had it like that. Well, tonight, you here, let it be established by the truth that we, as God's servants, who preach the word to you all, know you all are part of the body of believers. We don't see you all as a lesser believer because, you know, we can't remember where you had a big bouquet and a big white dress. No. We are looking at your faith. We are looking at your faith because we have people right in this church that had great, nice, big classical weddings and is not walking in the faith today. And when we see things like this, we realize that none of you would be wanting to do this if you didn't think in your heart you could do it better. You're trying to settle something here with the Lord and yourself. And let me say this, that this is honorable in his sight, and he received this. And I'm sure you stand there, each one of you love your wife sincerely. You can raise your hand to affirm that. Praise God. I'm sure these sisters feel happy by God's grace. Fine sisters, daughters of God, and we are very honored to know we have people in the assembly that is watching the life that close, that want to please the Lord in this manner. And I know some of you are asking this for quite a little while, and then tonight it's being done here in a horrid kind of form. Anybody's afraid tonight the police is going to lock you up and you don't have enough time, you can be dismissed by God's grace. But you know, when it's like this and in God's presence, something just tell me in my heart when I say amen, something there is also saying everything under control. God is pleased. This is God's sons and God's daughters. And let me say this. I wish that we could have had a nice, when service is over, we could have gone and have a nice little reception. I'm not saying this here. I want my staff to pick me up on that for these. So Sunday, the Lord's willing, we can have a nice little table up there, and the three couples, we want to invite you as three couples in the church that we love, that we identify with, that the next part, the reception, we can also give a little reception by God's grace on Sunday, the Lord's willing. Amen. I think I'll be sitting with chicken for you all.
So maybe the husbands take their wife's hands by God's grace. Amen. You know, join your right hands, as we normally say. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just lay your hands together, maybe us here. Gracious Father, speak in your word tonight and realizing the lateness of the hour, and about these two princes and their covenants. One by deceit, but one by laying down his very life for his bride. And dear God, so it is tonight, knowing that this marriage is a mystery of Christ in the church. And Father, these husbands holding their wives' hands, Father, what they have come to do here tonight, Lord, to make a public declaration, to fix something by doing it publicly, and doing it publicly to attach an importance to what they're doing. Though so many times in privacy, they would have hugged their wives and talked to them and tell them how much they appreciate them and love them and wish they could have done these things differently. But Lord, you said to whom much is forgiven will love much. And dear God, you have ordained the lives of your sons and your daughters down through the Bible, and many would come to know you by having a great debt that they could not pay, but seeing that you settled their account, Father. You paid it for them, dear God. And Lord, you send your Holy Spirit into their lives. And that which was like an old relationship, maybe as two sinners and being related to each other in the flesh, Lord, the old things have passed away when you brought them to the knowledge of yourself, the knowledge of your will and purpose for their lives, when you brought them and they experienced the power of salvation and the love of God was shed abroad in their hearts. Surely, oh God, the attitude, the relationship was changed because it took them into a transformed condition, Lord, to relate different on a different principle, on a different basis. Because you, the third person in the marriage, knowing it takes three to make a marriage, Father. You, the one that joined the two, Lord, was given your rightful place. And tonight, Father, they are just doing this publicly. Let them know that you had received these things. Lord, when they did those things in private, just like betrothal, Lord. Because no man could really marry somebody. And we are here just to ask your blessing, because they respect us as the ministers, as your servants that bring the word of God to them, that lead them, dear God, in the paths of righteousness. And they have respect for us, and respect most of all for you and your institution of marriage. Hallelujah. And respect for your people, that they have become part of this economy and walk in the bloody footprints of our Lord Jesus Christ. May, dear God, you bless our beloved Brother Kevin and Sister Aisha, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, with your great eternal love, Lord, may be shed abroad into their hearts in such a measure. Lord God, may it bring them up into another level, dear God, tonight. And Father, there'll be something that they would be felt endowed with in this little ceremony that might be so insignificant, but yet in your sight it is great. And we stand here as witnesses tonight, and your presence and your word have been preached in this place, and you are here to witness back these things unto them. And from this day onward, they will walk in truth, and they will walk in consideration of each other, and they will walk under the influence of the revelation of this great mystery of Christ in the church. And they would find the relationship, dear God, entering, Lord, into something so much deeper, Father, that their husband
would be under the headship of Christ, and the wife under the headship of their husband, and to get in one union with you, Lord. And they would see your blessings following the lives and the family, the relationship, dear God. And they, Lord God, would see your mighty hand moving and blessing them and prospering them and fulfilling all of your will in their lives. And may from this night there be no more doubt or fear or uncertainty or condemnation. May it leave them completely. We ask this blessing upon this union in the almighty and all-sufficient name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, our beloved brother Larry and Sister Sarah, Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, we watch these saints. We see them. They walk in and out among us. We see you have touched their lives. We see the change, Lord. We see the way they adhere to your word and the purpose and the objective in their heart, how they carry themselves and how they interact with your people and how they respect, Lord, your people and your word and your servants and you most of all, Lord. And we pray that you will bless them and make great servants of them, and their light will continue to shine, and your Holy Spirit, O God, will move in their lives as two redeemed souls, dear God, who is in covenant with you, dear God, and in covenant with each other, Father. He under your headship and she under her husband, Lord, walking in harmony and in unity. And you lead them in the fulfillment of all your blessings. You establishing the home and making it, oh God, Father, a sacred place, dear God. And you can dwell with them, Father. Lord, and they can see the blessings that you pronounce upon the family, oh God, being multiplied and abounding, Lord, within their dwelling, Father. May you grant it, Lord. We pray tonight and we ask that this blessing, Lord, will be their portion, and that they'll be so established and united, Lord, in love so strong that nothing will ever be able to separate them from this love of God in Christ Jesus. May you grant it, we ask, for the glory of God, and they will come to walk, Lord, without fear, without doubt, and they will know you have accepted their faith tonight. They will cause them to step forth and desiring this with the objective to please you and to serve you and to put right, Lord, now that they have the opportunity while they are still in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless them today for the glory of God. Amen. Beloved Jesus, our beloved brother Daniel and sister Naomi, Terry, Father, our sister carrying life within her at this time. God, to see the work that you have done in their lives coming in among us recently, dear God, but have shown such a willingness to submit to your word, to adhere, just shows that they have laid themselves in the altar. It showed, dear God, that they are not trying to hold back, Father, because something has been opened to them. You have imparted an understanding to them. And they can see, dear God, you laid down your life for them. Now they are laying down their life to you, dear God, that you can live in them and through them. And that which, oh God, had appeared to be broken in time past, oh God, here you are bringing the unity to such a strong place, oh God, that Lord can never be broken no more, because we are established upon the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ, because you have come down and you have moved in the lives and you have beautified the lives with salvation, and then you are bringing them to a new relationship, dear God, even with each other, Father, on another level, as a gentleman and a lady, oh God, as a son and daughter, a prince and a princess in the house of David, oh God. May you ever bless them and enrich their lives with your Holy Spirit, O God, and the revelation of your word. May it be so adorned, and may you bless their union, and may you bless their home and their dwelling, and may you bless the relationship, Father, that they can walk, dear God, like Isaac and Rebecca, Father, with such a love, O God, Lord, and such a in the union, Father, Lord God, that they will live and your light will shine bright through them, and you will bless them in every way, Father, and their lives, O God, would be such a godly influence. We are so grateful that you said you will make all things anew. All things will pass away. The Lord God, that which seem to scar them and mark them because your blood is gone, because of the nail scarred hand of the master sculptor, molding them, the great potter, making them, Lord, a new vessel, a vessel of honor, sanctified, fit for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Today, dear God, we can stand and take our hats off to them and give respect, oh God, and embrace them and receive them as a son and daughter of God. May you bless them in every way, Father. We thank you and we so appreciate you and what you have done, dear God. We can ask your holy blessings in their life and in their union and their home for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now bless these three couples again, Father, once again. And may, oh God, when they leave here, Father, their heart be satisfied. The Lord God, in this late hour, oh God, Father, your presence to be here to give witness, to let your children know, dear God, you receive their faith and you receive their respects that they have shown to you and to your church, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless them for the glory of God. May they abound in every good work and every good thing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, may you dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence. May your great Holy Spirit go with us. And may, oh God, Father, we as a people be closer drawn to you in this late hour. May, as we meditate on these things, we pray over, as we wait upon you, Lord, like you visited Daniel. When we read this book, we see how the unseen world was opened up to a man, how the man of communication, Lord God, with heaven, how he knew that heaven knew he was on earth and that he was greatly beloved, and how you were so interested to give him skill and understanding to teach him and to show to him, Lord, that he can walk conscious, oh God, and represent you, Father, on the earth. And so we desire it to be the same with us, as your prophet said, this is the hour for the end time Daniels to rise. May we rise up in this faith, dear God, and shine. You say, they shall shine as the stars, and the wise shall understand, and they that know that God shall do great exploits. May it be so, and may your name be glorified in all these things. We pray and we ask it for the glory of God, as we commit each one in your mighty hands for your safekeeping, and you take us safely back to our homes and bring us back tomorrow as we continue. You, Lord, in this great study and the blessings which you have imparted us, we thank you and appreciate it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, my brother, sister. God bless you. Congratulations. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come back and sing again. Let's sing that going home. Go home in your car, sing it, and come back tomorrow, sing it. Amen. I'm addicted right now. Bear with me. Have your seat by God's grace. Give you a little song to go with. Amen. Your heart could say amen to the word tonight. Amen. So nice when we can see God blessings among the people, touching hearts, touching lives, just moving among them. And thank you for your cooperation, your support. And some of you who live nearby, I just want to call your name quickly and tell you, because I need, if I could see some of you for a few minutes, you know, I would appreciate it. And that's Joel, Liz, Daniel, Michael, David, Grace and Mita, Paula. And just give me a few minutes of time after service when you dismiss. I'll try to be short with you by God's grace. I just need to talk to you a little bit. Amen. I'll worship him. Don't be afraid. God will take care of you. I apologize if you feel offended. Amen. To keep it a little beyond the time.
With Jesus don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. Down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say amen. Beyond this flesh that you can see now, beyond all weaknesses of this realm, there is a connection invisible with the other side. I don't know why, I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. Down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, amen. He has said, I will be perfect with the virtues of Jesus Christ himself. But I look around, I see so much imperfection shown to me by the devil, my enemy. But I stand right up on my 2 feet. I look at him straight in the eyes and I say, I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say amen. I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say amen. Said we will be raptured to fly away in the skies and discover this other dimension. I can feel the force of gravity trying to pull me down to this earth and get me stuck in this realm. But I stand right up on my 2 feet. I raise my hands challenging gravity. And I say, I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me when I hear the word, amen. God for my soul, but down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say amen. Now beyond this flesh, we can see now, beyond all weaknesses of this flesh, yes, there is a connection invisible with Jesus Christ. I don't know how, I don't know why. I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. The love of God for my soul. But down inside of me when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. God for our souls. But down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say,
amen.
Oh, I don't know how, I don't know why, I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, amen. I say, oh, we don't know how, we don't know why, we cannot explain the love of God for our souls. But down inside of me, when I hear the word, my heart says, but down inside of me, when we hear the word,
my heart says,
amen. I say,
amen.
I don't know how, I don't know
why,
I cannot explain the love of God for my soul. But down inside of me, when I hear the word,
tonight, and that song was on my heart to call, And when I watch across, I see only Brother David and Brother Michael. Change the song. The Spirit come back and call the song. I tell Michael, I say, you see how the Spirit is operating? We are thankful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. There will be a cleanup on the compound on Friday the 23rd. All help is required for this exercise. Interested persons can see Brother Ricardo Stewart. Amen. Praise his name. As we go, amen. I'll say yes, amen. We don't know how, we don't know why. Hallelujah. The ushers will usher you out tonight.